The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to 20-ish.
Do it. More, 20.
You're listening to DJ 21, and in this podcast, I talk about the unspoken transition into adulthood. And welcome back. Today's episode, we are talking about relationships, and that is whether it's romantically, platonically, or family, friends, you know, dogs, animals, you know, like romantically, feeling like you have fallen behind. I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I personally do. Because, what's it called? A lot of my friends are in relationships right now. Like, and it's like, it'd be like the randomest people on earth. It'd be like that one kid in class who, like, didn't talk to anybody. She's in a full committed relationship right now. And I'm like, how did you do that? Like, no one ever really tells you. I don't know. Personally for me, it's because I went to an all-girls private school that like I never had the opportunity to like date people, I guess. And in college everyone like gets together. I'm like, how did you guys do that? I just got here too. Like, we're in the same boat. And like, what's it called? I feel like I tend to start to compare myself to others and feel like I'm supposed to be in a place where I'm supposed to be, you know? Like, one of my friends is getting a kid, and I've known him since we were like four. Like, I've seen this kid grow up, and now he's gonna be a dad, and it's so like crazy to me personally. Cause it's also, what's it called? What was I saying? Oh my god. So it's just crazy to see other people my age settling down and doing that while I'm still single, and it's crazy. And like, I feel like my family also kind of instills that kind of like expectation of me getting married, having two like kids, and like, and all that. And like, because like my parents had me when they were like, what's it called, 29, and then they got married around 25, but they met when they were 21, and and that is how old I am. So I'm like, am I supposed to be meeting the love of my life right now? Like, am I supposed to be experiencing that Romeo and Juliet type thing? But it's, I think people should start explaining that it's still okay to not. Because I feel like college is like where you're supposed to meet your partner and everything. And how do you even determine if like you're meant to be with the person that you're with, I guess? I don't know. It's like, what's it called? It's just like you, I don't know. Personally, I feel like, what's it called? We're in such a like important time out of our lives. Like, it's like our emotions are so like up there and overwhelming that like maybe there's like outside pressures pushing you both to be together. I don't know. That's like something that I also considered. And another relationship topic is like, is the trying to keep connected with old friends from like high school, I guess, and trying to make new friends. Because I always tell myself to try to at least like just to be friendly with others, because you never know. Like I've said this before, like you don't know where everyone is at in their lives, you know. So being nice, would it help? It's not bad to be nice. I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like you need to have to step out and actually put yourself out there, because it's like you're not just gonna have like friends or make friends just by sitting there and doing nothing and letting them come to you. Like, sometimes that works. Sometimes people are just very approachable. But I feel like you actually have to, like, step out and be willing to make friends, I guess. And with old friends, personally for me, it's... something that I've never really noticed is when you lose friends. Not like having friends drift away. Losing friends, I feel like, is very... It's something I personally never really went through, because I've always like drifted away rather than just like lose. It's like a crazy experience. What's it called? Because when you drift away from friends, it happens more naturally. Like, you stop seeing them. You stopped, like, gradually the texts get shorter. The hangouts get shorter. It's like, it's more of like, what's it called? Nature takes its course, I guess, on your guys's like friendship / relationship or whatever. And like, I've had that happen to like a couple people, like from high school and like middle school, grade school, all that. But like, I feel like thanks to social media and everything, I feel like I'm able to still like somehow keep in contact with them in a way. Like, I get updates on their life because they'll post whatever they're doing on social media and be like, oh, that's cool. So-and-so is in London right now, or so-and-so is in a committed relationship with a dog. Like, that's cool to see. Or like, so-and-so's sister is 18 now. That's crazy. And I don't know. That's one thing I like about social media, is that it's a way to keep connected, which is great. But it can also like turn scary at times, you know, with everything. But I like to see that bright side of it. But with losing friends, I don't know, because personally for me, if I really appreciate that friend or like was really important to me, it's hard to see them go or to phase them out of my life like that. Because like, how can I not say hi to you? How do I not say like say hello to you, because you were such an important person in my life, that and then now you're just a stranger. Has anyone heard that phrase, like, strangers to friends, friends into lovers, lovers into strangers again? I don't know what song that is, but it was that like sits hella crazy with me. Like, you could just be the close, like this person could be literal family, and then tomorrow they're nobody. They're just somebody you just see on the street. And that's kind of like sad, to be honest. not to be sad, but that's kind of sad. But friends come and go, and then, you know, unfortunately, like that phrase, like, it, like, they'll come and go, but they'll, like, the real ones stay or whatever. I mean, it makes sense. Like, if it's really like a friendship that you value, and like, I don't know. Or like, I don't know, because for me, I saw it like, I have this friend, what's it called, from like since we were 5, and we're still very much in contact right now, like so much in contact. It's crazy. And then I think it's just an effort from both sides, and when both sides reciprocate that kind of effort, it makes it easy to stay in contact. And then I was nervous about high school friends, whether we would just cut off all contact after high school, or will we continue to do so? And freshman year of college, I kind of saw a little, like, a stop, like, I stopped talking to them, I guess, but it was kind of similar with my friend who I've known since, like, kindergarten, that, like, the first year after is always a bit harder, because like, you know, everyone's trying to make new friends, everyone's trying to fit into their new environment, and of course they're like busy doing all these new things, and that's fine. But eventually, like when like the dust settles, people will find their way together, I feel like. So I'm kind of glad that like I'm starting to see which relationships are for long term or which are just for, like, you know, in the moment, which is great. But yeah. Ooh, that's kind of sad, to be honest. There's always something sad when your life goes on in whole different ways someone else does, like, and then you just see them every now and then just doing their own thing, like, and you think about it, like, years before, like a year before or something, like, you guys would be hanging out 24/7 doing all this and that, and now they're nobody, they're just gone. What else about relationships? Relationships with your siblings, oh, this might be hard after turning a little bit older. Personally for me, I think it's because when the age gap is a little bit bigger than, like more than like 10 years, my age gap is like 11 years, so I'm like, I was really present in my younger sibling's life when he was younger, but now that I'm older, like, I'm not as present as I want to be, you know. But I don't, because to me, I personally feel like we're close, like, I feel like I know him, but I saw on TikTok that, like your little sibling is probably gonna say, oh yeah, I'm not that close with my older sibling, and I'm like, oh my god, that's crazy, because we're, and it's not our fault, it's just that I'm older, I was just born hella older than my sibling, and it's just, that's just how it is. And I like to say that because I go away to college, and then I go get a job, I go get a family, it's not anyone's fault, and it's crazy. I think it is the end of the podcast. Before I wrap this up, tell all your loved ones that you love them, appreciate them, and you're grateful for them to be in your lives. This was kind of a little sentimental-ish kind of podcast, but, you know, you never know who's going to be in your life, who's not going to be in life, so just appreciate this time with them, and, you know, give them a hug, send them a appreciate you text or whatever, but, you know. But yeah, so it's getting pretty late out here, so I think I'm just gonna take off. I'll talk to y'all later, and possibly be interviewing someone special. We won't know until next episode, so chime in for that for some special guests. And yeah, hope to talk to all y'all later, and this is DJ21 signing off. We'll be right back.